It is our goal to make healthcare efficient and productive, as well as never forgetting the human factor in the caring of our patients.
Hello and welcome to the HIMSS Health IT in Action podcast series. I'm Eric Bailey, Project Manager for Digital Events and Video at HIMSS Media. You can find our podcasts at www.hims.org/podcast under the series name. This program will feature two nursing informatics leaders who will share their insights on the HIMSS TIGER initiative. And so all of our listeners know, TIGER stands for Technology Informatics Guiding Education Reform. Our guests today are co-chairs of the HIMSS TIGER committee. Marion Ball is Senior Advisor and Research Industry Specialist for Healthcare Informatics with IBM Research. She is Professor Emerita with Johns Hopkins University School of Nursing and Affiliate Professor with the Division of Health Sciences Informatics at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Marion is a member of the Institute of Medicine, now named the National Academy of Medicine. She serves on the Board of Health on the Net in Geneva, Switzerland. She's also International Advisor to the Board of China Hospital Information Management Association and was elected to the membership of the IBM Industry Academy. The recipient of numerous awards, Marion is also the author and editor of 30 books and over 225 articles in the field of health informatics. Joining Marion is Michelle Trosset, Chief Professional Practice Officer with Elsevier Clinical Solutions. With more than 25 years of experience co-designing and implementing evidence-based practice and technology infrastructures to support patient-centered care and interprofessional integration at the point of care, Michelle has been at the forefront of nursing informatics innovation. She has served as the TIGER Summit Program Chair and co-led a national collaborative on usability and clinical application design. She has been an active member of TIGER since 2005 and was instrumental in guiding the TIGER transition into HIMSS. Michelle chairs the Informatics and Technology Expert Panel of the American Academy of Nursing and is the president-elect for the National Academies of Practice, which promotes excellence in practice of healthcare professionals and quality healthcare for all through interprofessional collaboration and service delivery, research, education, and public policy advocacy. So I trust that's a substantial introduction. Welcome to you both, and thanks for being part of our podcast series.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to share what we've been doing together as partners, Michelle and I, for the last 10-plus years in bringing TIGER to where it is now, which is a viable, healthy, strong animal that is moving forward and creeping into the healthcare as well as interprofessional professions.
All right. This sounds like a ferocious initiative almost. So I'm eager to hear more. So let's begin with the basics. Can you tell us what TIGER is and how professionals can benefit from participating in the group? And we'll start off with you, Marion. Can you just kind of give us an overview of TIGER?
Fine, I'd be glad to. So now, to start right at the beginning, the TIGER vision was initially started as a group and a very grassroots initiative. It allowed for us to use informatics tools and principles and theories and practices to be used by nurses to make healthcare safer, effective, efficient, patient-centered, and timely and equitable. So in other words, it is a transformational aspect of how to engage the nursing profession and bring them into the information age using enabling technologies. So this will lead to nursing interweaving enabling technologies now transparently into nursing practice and education, making information technology the stethoscope of the 21st century. The TIGER initiative was officially launched as a highly interactive two-day invitational only TIGER summit, which was now a little bit more than 10 years ago, which took place in Washington, D.C. at the Uniformed Services University. The recommendations from the summit, which my partner Michelle chaired, was entitled Evidence and Informatics Transforming Nursing. This was created as a 10-year, we did a creation of a 10-year vision and a 3-year action plan, steps by steps, challenging nursing, administration, practice, education, informatics, technology, organizations, government agencies, and other key stakeholders to move the TIGER initiative forward in a collaborative way. So we had present at this invitational-only summit about 70 individuals representing all of these different agencies that I've just mentioned. So now Tiger Leadership is part of the HIMSS organization in consultation with a diverse array of industry stakeholders, strongly believing that the best way to broadly and effectively achieve and sustain this vision is to form true collaborative partnerships with groups who have a vital interest in not only nursing outcomes, but moving into the interprofessional realms as well as going global with this vision. And since I mentioned earlier that we started 10 years ago, we really are very excited in that we already have a very active international Tiger group, which we will tell you about a little later on.
Now, Michelle, what are the benefits to professionals who are interested in being part of Tiger?
So healthcare professionals can all benefit immensely by participating with the Tiger movement. Technology, informatics, guiding education reform, which Tiger stands for, is crucial in educating the current as well as future healthcare professionals, not only nursing, but the entire interprofessional care team, physicians, dentists, social workers, physical therapists, all of us need to be learning together. We live in an era now where knowledge of enabling technologies is a key element in providing the best possible and safe care for our patients and consumers. The virtual learning environment, or VLE as we call it, that Tiger has developed and now has expanded with the expertise of the HIMSS organization is proven to be an invaluable educational tool that will be used not only by our country, but by the global healthcare community for years to come. We welcome one and all to join the Tiger movement to improve their educational experiences as well as work to help them have the tools of the 21st century to be the best caregivers they can be. Learning the use and application of the now available enabling technologies is critical and essential for all caregivers, and Tiger is there to make this possible.
All right, and I'm going to pose this question to you both here. The role of the nurse informaticist continues to evolve, and with that in mind, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing nurse informaticists today? And we'll start off with you, Marion.
Okay, that's a wonderful question, and here's my take on that. Really, the biggest challenge facing nursing informatics today is the integration of solid, knowledgeable, trained nursing informaticians to play a major role in our health care professional schools, like schools of nursing, hospitals, outpatient facilities, home health care areas, and wherever nurses are practicing their professions. And actually now, as we move into the interprofessional organizations that we've just heard from Michelle, all people who are in the field of healthcare. What we need to do is to have trained healthcare informatics professionals who are able to weave their informatics competencies into their practices, into education and work settings. So in other words, to integrate it and to become part of the fiber of actual practice. Those are skills that will be necessary for the nurses and other healthcare professionals, as just mentioned, to have when they enter the workforce. So not only entering, but of course those who are already in the workforce. In addition, given the senior leadership in most academic institutions, the understanding of how crucial the knowledge of healthcare informatics is for current students in training and currently practicing healthcare professionals, unfortunately, has not yet been realized sufficiently, and that is one of the challenges that we have, is to get senior management more involved in encouraging and weaving informatics into day-to-day practice, taking theory into practice, and making a difference at the point of care.
And Michelle, I'll pose the same question to you. What sort of challenges are currently facing nurse informaticists?
Thanks, Eric. Well, I think one of the biggest challenges still is to really be at the table. Right now, healthcare is really transforming. There's a lot of decisions that are being made, and we have to assure that we're meeting the current healthcare challenges. And I think nurses tend to see things in a very holistic way because of our role and can be a major asset to assure that care is coordinated to support interoperability across the continuum of care. And with the focus on that right now, I think nurses are key, and so that is why we really have to be very engaged in this process. Also, knowledge of clinical decision support and big data are going to be more and more important as we strive to create a learning healthcare system. And many of our Tigers are already very involved with the whole big data movement. We also have seen a lot of growth in the role of the Chief Nursing Informatics Officer, or CNIO, to really raise the awareness of this critical role, to have a clinical executive that we will need to continue to see more support of these types of roles for nursing informaticians. One of their challenges has been access to tools and resources to educate their workforce. And this, again, is where the Tiger VLE has been a valuable platform to educate and assure access for them as they educate on informatics competencies, best practices, learning what other organizations are doing. And so we're trying to solve those challenges with the Tiger VLE and by really connecting Tigers across the country and the world.
And now my final question to you both. What recommendations would you offer to young interdisciplinary healthcare professionals who want to learn more about health IT, informatics, or career advancement? Marion?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm delighted to take a crack at that one. First of all, I would recommend that they take advantage of some of the excellent informatics programs available in our country as well as abroad. I'll give you some examples, the School of Nursing at the University of Maryland, as well as others in our country, such as the University of Colorado, University of Utah, University of Alabama informatics programs, and there are others as well that give master's degrees as well in some areas, PhDs in medical informatics. And I would also like to say that there are some excellent programs internationally that have already sprung up. So I think such training can be most beneficial to our not only nursing but interprofessional caregivers. And furthermore, healthcare professionals that have the ability to understand how crucial healthcare informatics is will always find excellent employment and gratification in the difference they will be able to make in the area of healthcare informatics to transform us from our sick care system to a really viable, good healthcare system. So, in fact, it is our goal to make healthcare efficient and productive, as well as never forgetting the human factor in the caring of our patients. Indeed, that is why the health professional went into the profession to begin with. So anything we can do to give them tools to do a better job in that caring environment is what we are about in nursing and healthcare informatics.
Great, thanks. And what are your thoughts on that, Michelle?
I would recommend to get engaged. With the exponential growth of health information technology, there are so many opportunities to get engaged at local, regional, and national levels. And when you think about it, all of Tigers were volunteers and people that wanted to get engaged in that whole movement. I personally got engaged with the world of informatics because I was passionate about professional practice and ensuring that our automated clinical documentation was intentionally designed to support the clinicians using them. And so that's why I got engaged. Now I find myself mentoring many other health professions who are interested in informatics as well, and I advise them to follow their passion, as well as to network with others to learn and to open up their eyes to see what's possible. And I totally agree with Marion that being a Tiger is a great way to engage and join the journey of many who are committed to improving healthcare for our nation and creating a true learning healthcare system, and just really a network of individuals that are really committed to this type of work.
Marion and Michelle, thank you both so much for sharing your time and expertise with us today. I certainly learned more about the HIMSS Tiger Initiative, and I hope all of our listeners did as well. You can find more information on Tiger on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org/tiger. To listen to this and future podcasts, go to www.hims.org/podcast and look for the series Health IT in Action. Our next podcast will focus on understanding the benefits and challenges of interoperability. Thanks for listening to this HIMSS Health IT in Action podcast.